Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's LaToya O'Keel. Welcome back to another video, baby. Come on in, come on in, come on in. If you are new to me, I am LaToya O'Keel. I am a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. I train and certify life coaches, and we create transformational leaders for the kingdom of God. So if you know that you know that you know, baby, that this is your season to rise up and to become the leader that you were divinely created to be, then you are in the right place. This is the right time. This is the right channel. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome to the family. And when you come in, make sure you go down below, put your location in the comments so we can see where you're tuning in from. Where are you watching from, baby? Because the Lord said we got divine ones from all over the world, baby. That kingdom family. Yes. Jesus said, who is my family? My family is those that do my Father's will. So we got family all over the globe, baby. Make sure you represent for the divine ones in your area, in your region. Put it in the comments and come on in, come on in. So listen, baby, I came on this video today to let you know that whatever you facing, whatever you got going on, listen, because you are chosen, because the Lord has put his stamp on you, because his name is on you, because you have been designated, you have been chosen, you have been selected by God to do something amazing, to do something great on this planet, whatever you're dealing with, it must work together for your good. I don't care how ugly it is. I don't care how bad it look. I don't care how bad it seem. I don't care how it look like. It ain't no hope for you. And it ain't no coming back from that. I don't care what it is. Whatever lie the enemy has placed on you. Hear me when I tell you. Romans 8:28 says, And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. When you have been called according to the purpose of God, because God has purpose on your life, because you have meaning over your life, you have a reason for your existence. God didn't make you just to be making you, baby. You wasn't born just to be born, but you was born to stand out. As you're watching this video right now, I want you to go below in the comments, baby. And I want you to put that thing in the comments. Say, I was born to stand out. I just did a video recently about this. I'll link it below. If you didn't catch that video, go watch it, baby. It was a live that I did in the truck. It was amazing. Holy Spirit was on fire. And that word was next level. If you didn't catch it, I want you to go below, find that link while linking in the description, and go and watch that video, because you were born to stand out. You are not like everybody else. For many of you, I told you that all your life, you may have tried to fit in with the crowd. You tried to be just like everybody else. You tried to dance to the same beat that everybody else was dancing to. You tried to get along with everybody else. And it seemed like the more you would try to fit in, the more you would try to join yourself with certain people, certain places, it just would never fit. It would never work out with you in that relationship. It would never work out with you in that job, you in that group of people. And that's because of the purpose that's on your life. That's because God called you a long time ago, before you was ever even formed in your mother's womb. He called you. He pulled you out. He sanctified you, baby. You have a calling on your life, and you have been called to do something amazing for the kingdom of God. And because of that calling, you will never fit in. Those of you that know, you know. You tried to do what everybody else did. You tried to just fall in line with the rest of the other sheep, and it just didn't work out. Just didn't work out. You probably tried to club like they club, tried to cuss like they cuss, trying to drink like them, trying to smoke like them, and it just didn't even fit you. It just didn't even fit you. You trying to cuss and it don't even sound right coming out your mouth. You trying to be in the club and it's not a good look for you. Just the more you tried to fall in with everybody else, the more you tried to fit in, the more you would stand out. And you just always knew that you was different. You just always knew. And other people knew it too. Other people saw it too. And what this comes off as many times from other people. So you got to know, you got to have eyes of the spirit to be able to see what this is spiritually, and the warfare and the things that you deal with when you are chosen and when you are called by God. Because what it comes off as from other people is hate. It come off as hate. It come off as envy. It come off as jealousy. It come off as people always not inviting you, not like as a child, you may have been the child that was always left out. You was the child that was always looked over. They never had no room for you. It wasn't no seat for you at the table. They didn't have no more food for you. You was just treated like the outcast, like the outsider. There was no love for you. The family members may have given love to other people, but they didn't show love to you. Or you may have went through a lot of trauma. You went through a lot of hurt, a lot of abuse. And all of your life, it was just like, you just wasn't accepted. You just wasn't understood. And that many times is because of the calling spiritually that is on your life. You have been called according to his purpose, not theirs, not the world's, not the enemy's. And that's why you never fit in with them. And that's why it's so important that in this season of your life, that you understand your true identity in God. Understand your true identity in Christ. And know who you are, because when you know who you are in the kingdom, when you know who you are in the eyes of God, you will stop trying to fit in according to their standards. You will stop trying to dance to their music, to their tune. You will stop trying to do things the way they do things, and you will accept that, oh, this is why I was treated the way I was treated. This is why I was disrespected the way I was disrespected. This is why I was misunderstood. This is why I was never accepted. This is why I was never treated the way I wanted to be treated and the way I knew I deserved to be treated. Because a lot of time, baby, you are eagle and you trying to talk to the chickens. You trying to get in line with the chickens. And eagles and chickens do not mix. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, eagles and chickens do not mix. You are eagle. And you have been called according to God's purpose. And the word tells us in Romans 8:28 that we know all things. Somebody say all things. Put it in the comments, baby. All things work together for your good. So I hear God saying, baby, no matter what you found yourself wrapped up and tied up in, God is so amazing. And because he's so amazing, he's so good, baby. And because he has purpose over your life, and because there's a destiny, God has a destiny for you. He said, whatever you got, you ran off and got caught up in, tied up in, he said, don't even worry about that, baby, because we're going to work that thing together for your good. Okay, you went off and had a couple children. God said, we're going to work that thing in for your good. Okay, you went off and married the wrong person. God said, we're going to work that thing in for your good. Come on now. Oh, you went out there and found yourself with a sickness, or found yourself caught up in an addiction for 20 years. God said, don't worry about it. We're going to work that thing together for your good. Because one thing about it, baby, and two things for sure, when you went through what you went through, it taught you something. You learn lessons when you were in the fire. You learn lessons when you were in the furnace. So God said, we're going to take that pain that the enemy inflicted upon you, that the enemy brought upon you. The enemy sent it for your bad. Come on now. He wanted you to go through that divorce. He wanted you to go through that breakup. He wanted you to go through that sickness because he meant for it to destroy you. But God say, no, 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 baby. He says it will not destroy you. It will not take you out. But instead of it taking you out, it's going to take you up. Because through that pain, God is going to take that pain and he's going to turn it into purpose. God is going to take that, all that drama, all that trauma, all that mess, and he's going to turn it into a powerful move of God, because there are lessons, there are gifts that was brought to you in the midst of that pain. Even though it hurt, even though it didn't feel good, it was working together for your good. All things. And we know, that's what the scripture says. So you got to know that you know that you know. I feel the power of God. You got to know that you know, baby, that no matter what kind of hell you find yourself in, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord with this scripture. And you got to tell yourself that this thing is working together for my good, because that's the power that my God has. That's what I hear y'all saying. God has the power to take this mess and turn it into purpose. God has the power to take this pain, these tears that I'm crying, and he's gonna turn it into power. He's gonna turn it into destiny, baby. He's gonna turn it into legacy. And we know all things work together for the good. I don't care how bad it look, I don't care how ugly it look, baby, you gotta know by faith that it is working together for your good. Everything that I went through in them old seasons of my life, all the bad that I went through, I thank God for it. Come on now. I glorify God for the bad times, for the hard times, for the troubled times, because had it not been for those times, I wouldn't have the anointing that I have today. Come on now. I wouldn't have the fire of the Holy Spirit in me that I have today. It was necessary. It was good for me that I would be afflicted. It was good for me that I would cry. It was good for me that I would be rejected. It was good for me that I would be lied on. It was good for me that I would be talked about, because all of these things helped to increase my anointing. And that's the way it's going to be with you, baby. So shall it be with you. Everything, every hard trial that you endured in your life, you got to know and understand that it is working together for your good. God is going to take all of the bad that the enemy sent to destroy you, and he going to flip that thing, baby. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, God about to flip that thing. I did a whole message about that one, too. I'm linked that one in the description, too. God about to flip that thing for the chosen one. You are his chosen one, baby. And God say, I'm going to flip that thing for you. He say, what the enemy meant and what he sent your way for bad, God finna flip that thing, baby. And he going to work it out for your good. God going to take that mess. He going to take that ugly duckling season that you was in. And I hear him say, I'm going to change it into a beautiful swan. He is giving you beauty for ashes. All of the ugly in your life, God is giving you beauty, beauty for ashes. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. That's who it gonna work together for. See, God gonna make the bad work together for the good for the people that he has called. See, this ain't for everybody. This ain't everybody's portion. So for the people that's working in wickedness and they don't never turn from their wicked ways, the bad that come upon them, they gonna stay in that. And God ain't going to work that together for their good. Come on now. The Bible says there will be no rest for the wicked. They ain't getting no rest. They ain't getting no victory. They going to be left in their mess. See, but because you are called according to God's purpose, because you his chosen one, because you seek him with your whole heart, because you are called according to his purpose, and because you love God and you done cleaned out your heart and your spirit, God say, I'm not going to leave you in the hands of your enemies. Come on now. I'm not going to leave you in that mess. He said, I'm going to rescue you, and I'm going to take all the bad and I'm going to work it together for your good. In Jesus' name. I love y'all so much, baby. I am Latoya O'Keele. I'm praying for you. Please know and understand that all things are working together for your good, baby. Even though you might can't see it right now, you got to receive this thing by faith, because faith is believing in what you cannot see. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Come on now. And it is the evidence of things that are not seen. So you got to receive this thing by faith today and know that I don't care how bad it looked for me, Toya. I hear y'all saying, it's working for my good. It's working for my good. You might be behind bars, baby. You might have a loved one that's behind bars. You might have just got a horrible diagnosis from the doctor. You might have just got some bad news from somebody. But I want you to receive this word by faith today and tell yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord, and tell yourself, it's working together for my good. I don't care what they said. It's working together for my good, because that's what my Bible tell me. In Jesus' name. I love y'all so much, baby. If you can join me on June the 7th in Tallahassee, Florida, baby, make sure you go below and click that link and go to IamLatoyaO'Keele.com so you can get your seat and be in the building, baby, in Tallahassee, Florida. We're going to be there on June the 7th for our next Divine One seminar, live and in person. This is the time for you to get in the room, baby. Come on in the room. Just like the old folk would say on that song, come on in the room. So click below, get your seat, click the link, baby, and come on in the room so you can meet me live and in person in Tallahassee, Florida. It's going to be next level. Bring your business cards, dress business attire, baby, because we're going to be standing on kingdom business in that thing, baby. We stepping out for the kingdom on June the 7th, and I want y'all to join me live and in person. We're going to be networking and connecting. You're going to meet other eagles. It's time for you to get in the room with your kingdom family, with other eagles, and spiritual transformation like never before, baby. I'm going to be giving you the knowledge, the tools, the strategies that you need to be successful in your life, your business, and your spiritual walk, okay? So it's a one-stop shop, baby. Bring your journals, bring your blue ink pens, and we're going to be going in on June the 7th in Tallahassee, Florida, in person. I want you in the room, okay? I love y'all so much. Remember, all things are working together for your good. Does not matter what they say, don't matter how bad it look. Believe me when I tell you, baby, stand on the word of God, stand on kingdom business, and encourage yourself in the Lord. Lay hands on yourself and tell yourself, it's working together for my good. In Jesus' name, I love you so much. Y'all be blessed.